Good afternoon. There's a hymn in our new hymnal that describes well how Wide Horizon feels when we receive a gift from you. Hymn number 597 states, "Where charity and love abide, we know that God is here." Your gifts bring blessings to our guests and staff from God, divine love, and they help us operate Wide Horizon 24/7 for 365 days a year, and we've done that for 75 years. You were very generous this past fiscal year. We received $1.47 million in donations, which is more than $200,000 over our budget. Individual contributions from donors like you were $277,000, or about 20% of all gifts. So you make up an important portion of the gifts we receive. The remaining donations come from foundations, estates, and churches. But today, I would like to focus on Wide Horizon and how it operates with your funds. I would like you to get a sense of the impact of your metaphysics and money on Wide Horizon. I would like you to go away from the meeting with a better sense of how Wide Horizon operates from the points of view of a patient, a Christian Science nurse, and an administrator. So here's a brief inside view of what it is like to be a patient at Wide Horizon and what it is that Christian Science nurses do at Wide Horizon. Patients often remark on the loving and healing atmosphere they feel when they walk through the doors of Wide Horizon. People who come here at Wide Horizon feel appreciated and loved. This atmosphere is due to the Christian Science nurses who regularly pray about their work and put those prayers into practice, love in action, striving to see in patients the perfect man of God's creating. People coming to Wide Horizon really feel that metaphysical outlook. It welcomes guests and patients as if they're coming to a temporary home away from home, to be cared for as family. They can leave any frustrations they may have had at home and know that at Wide Horizon, there will always be somebody to help. Sue Wood, the director of Christian Science Nursing at Wide Horizon for many years, said, "What is different about Wide Horizon from all the other non-Christian Science care facilities is that people taking care of patients are seeing them through their spiritual senses as God's reflection and with the expectation of good and healing, rather than with sympathy that could weigh them down. What we do not have is a negative expectation. We expect things to get better. We expect patients to improve through the application of Christian Science. And we find that virtually all patients do improve in some way, spiritually, mentally, or physically. They become more alert or more focused, are less confused, feel less pain, eat better, and so forth. Christian Science nurses are doing for patients what they were unable to do for themselves at home, at their residence, such as bathing and eating and reading the lesson or walking, whatever it might be to meet the temporary need. The Christian Science nurses are here to help shepherd the patient's thought so they stay focused and keep their thought in a steady and good direction. There is always some kind of activity for them. Reading the lesson together as a group in the morning, exercising sessions, which we call Dominion in Movement, and playing a game or reading a book together or watching a movie together. Then when we also have visitors, patients who have more serious conditions to be dealt with, such as bandaging a wound. Sue Wood, commenting on the work of a Christian Science nurse, said, "From this work, the Christian Science nurses get a feeling that God is working through them to improve lives. Brian Bedeker, the longtime executive director of and CEO of Wide Horizon, said, "Without donors, Wide Horizon would be unsustainable. Instead, with donors, Wide Horizon is open and has a sustainable Christian Science nursing ministry. Donations have helped maintain Wide Horizon throughout the decades through the ups and downs. We've come to nearly closing 20 years ago to a sound financial condition now. Importantly, this allows Wide Horizon to go in new directions to meet patient needs without too much concern about money. To continue this financial health well into the future and help ensure the long-term availability of Christian Science nursing in Colorado and the surrounding states, this past year we have established the Wide Horizon Legacy Community, whose members are donors who've told us that WIDE is in their will. At the same time, we created the Longevity Fund to provide long-term income to Wide Horizon. Its funds will not be used unless there is an emergency, but will grow until it produces $500,000 each year of investment income from $10 million in reserves. Reaching that goal will enable Wide Horizon to exist on a sound basis, help to avoid extreme fluctuations of donations and revenues, and to sustain our Christian Science nursing ministry for the long term. We hope you will consider making Wide Horizon a part of your estate or will, and become a member of the Wide Horizon Legacy Community, as well as contribute to the Longevity Fund through your will or during your lifetime. I hope you now have a better sense of how Wide Horizon operates with your funds and how important you are to Wide Horizon fulfilling its Christian Science mission. I hope you have a better sense of the good you are doing for Wide Horizon and its patients. The impact you are making is tangible. You are changing people's lives. Thank you for doing what you are doing. And now, welcome to the podium, Lori Sekukila, who is Manager of Operations and Human Resources.